Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today, and today we are reading from the book of 1 John, in the 5th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by blood and water. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the world, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Brotherly love is the effect of the new birth, which makes obedience to all God's commandments pleasant. Reference to witnesses agreeing to prove that Jesus, the Son of God, is the true Messiah. The satisfaction the believer has about Christ and eternal life through him. The assurance of God's hearing and answering prayer. Through this wisdom of his word that we are reading today, we realize that God gave his Son, that the Son lived in the earth and demonstrated what God wanted his Son to do in the earth. And when God was pleased with what his son had done, he called him back home. But he sent back another comforter that was promised. And on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled. That day, 3,120 people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They became empowered to do the work that Jesus was doing in the earth, and that is to keep the will of the Father, and to demonstrate the will of the Father. And this is May the 12th, 2024. This same word is for us today, to live our lives according to his written word, to do the will of the Father. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Martin Luther King. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the name of Jesus Christ, again this day, this morning, this hour, God, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the sayings of our mind and the activity of our limbs. And we ask you, Lord God, as we prepare to embark upon this day, that you please be so kind as to forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. That again today, God, that you will take pleasure in enveloping us in your favor and allowing love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives and letting healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us as we go. We thank you, God, this morning. We praise you. We honor you. Hallelujah to you, God, for your love, your mercy, your kindness, your compassion, your grace. God, and we ask you again, hallelujah, to continue to move by your spirit in our life, God, because we know that you're God and you're God alone, and it's you that have made us and not we ourselves. And we also know from your word that no man come to you except you draw him. And the way we are drawn is, God, that we develop a faith in believing and trusting your word. And we learn to trust your word, God, because you ordain pastors, God, to preach and to teach and to demonstrate the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so this morning we ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that every church everywhere, every pastor everywhere, God, that stands and even attempts to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there are those, God, that we know today that are attempting to preach the gospel and they do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, but we're asking you by faith in Jesus' name, God, to just talk to them, talk through them, God, to help them to speak your words, God, and as they speak your word, that you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they will be empowered, God, to preach and to teach and to withstand Satan, God, hallelujah, and resist him and make him flee. God, we thank you because only you can do that. You, God, you set things in place, you set things in order. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, God, hallelujah. And we thank you for what you allow Jesus to do in the earth, God. And so every pastor everywhere, because you said through the prophet, God, that you would give your people pastors after your own heart that would feed them with knowledge and with understanding. So I'm asking you again right now, God, this very hour, that every pastor everywhere, God, including myself and everybody else, God, grant us a refreshing from your presence. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, baptize us afresh with the Holy Ghost. God, hallelujah, that we stand and preach this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise. God, but we preach it with purpose, with pride, with dignity and diligence, and above all, we demonstrate this gospel. And we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Because we libo shama, hallelujah. God, this truth and grace that you have provided humanity with, God, the opportunity to be saved from this underworld generation has been offered to any man and every man anywhere and from everywhere. God, we know that you put your son in the earth, hallelujah. And when you put him in the earth because of what he represented, and that was you, God, hallelujah. And he was bringing in, he was issuing in, God, he was introducing the world to truth and grace, God, and the world that didn't know and didn't know that they didn't know didn't like him. But God, but he preached it, he demonstrated it, God, hallelujah, and the things that he preached and he taught when he had done his work, God, hallelujah, you brought him back, and that's the scripture teaches us, he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, hallelujah. God, Ebosha, hallelujah. And everyone, Holy Ghost, those that he had picked out, God, and you that you made apostles, God, every one of them, they believed what they were preaching to the point that they, before they did like Jesus, before they took it back, they gave up their lives. They died as martyrs for the cause, God, and they were preaching the holiness. They were preaching the separateness. They were preaching the peculiarity of the word. They were preaching, God, your desire, and that is to come out from amongst the unbeliever, God, and live, God, believing you and trusting you and seeking you, God, in the name of Jesus, seeking you to be born again of the Spirit. And that is the indwelling of the Christ of God. And just like you've done that down through the years, you're still doing it even today. And so we pray, God, for every pastor everywhere, God, hallelujah, that every one of us, God, hallelujah, that we stand and preach and teach, God, without fear, favoritism, or compromise, because we know that we have the indwelling of the Christ of God, and our job is to help bring clarity and understanding of your word, to help people to understand that we can't walk as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds, God. We cannot do and go and the things that they do, God, if we're going to be who you would have us to be. So bless us, God, again today, that as the truth is preached, as the truth is demonstrated, people's faith will increase. And when their faith will increase, God, they will be able to walk away from some people in their lives that they don't need in their lives because they keep trying to hold them back, and it's just a work of Satan trying to keep them from walking in the truth, God. But you'll give them that courage to walk away and to walk into the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, hallelujah, where some people, God, the people around them, God, just dare them to keep preaching the gospel. God, but we pray today and even this very hour, God, for those that are in countries, God, where the enemy surround the Christian church, God, and they're trying to stop them from preaching, God. But you, God, down through the years, God, you've let the preached word be take place. You've caused people to believe. And God, people that turned away from that lack of understanding they were in began to accept the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of the gospel. Let it be so now, God. But all these preachers, God, in these countries, God, and all these other religions around them are daring them to preach the gospel. God, we are asking you, God, to refresh them, empower them, envelop them in your favor, God, that anything that the enemy try to do to them, God, you turn it back on them, that people will see, hallelujah, who you are and the God, hallelujah, that you are. God, so we thank you, we praise you, God, even in this country, God, where people reject the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as you give the utterance, baptism in water as you have so ordered, God. Hallelujah. And many people, God, they're still fighting against it, but I pray and I beseech you by your mercy, Lord God, we know that you're going to do it how you want to do it and when you want to do it, God, but turn these people's hearts, God, and turn them, God, hallelujah, when they try to come against the truth. And we know already that the word lets us know that when they stand against the truth and they preach against the truth, God, you're going to handle them. You're going to deal with that. But preferably and hopefully those that see and hear the truth will come out of darkness and begin to seek you, God, in the name of Jesus, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. And when their faith is increased, that they receive the indwelling of your Spirit, they will understand that they have the indwelling power to resist the devil and make him flee. They're going to tell their friends and the other family members, hallelujah, when they see how they're standing. God, and even sometimes there are some of those that you allow some sickness or disease or affliction to overcome them, God, but because they continue as did Job, God, they held on crying out, God, in the midst of it all, hallelujah, you turn things around. For Job, you're going to turn things around for your people that believe. You're going to get them out of sick beds and back on their feet. God, you're going to turn things around in their life for those that have lost their way, God, because of allowing people in their ears, telling them this and that, and prophesying to them and saying, you said when you didn't say it. God, because we want, God, I'm asking you to help us, to help others to understand that you're, God, not going to give prophecy contrary to what's written. God, we thank you for it. We praise you for it, God. And we ask you, God, for those that have lost their way and they have fallen back into darkness. God, help them to understand, and they let the word that the Apostle Paul wrote just rise up in them, is that I was doing well, but what happened to me? And then they'll begin to recognize, hallelujah, that what I'm doing now is not what got me out of this darkness. And when they begin to repent, Lord, help me, God, and refresh me and restore me. Please forgive me, God. And when they recognize that they're back in that error, they're back in that darkness, when they begin to repent and ask for forgiveness for falling back, God, we are believing and trusting that you're going to grant them restoration. You're going to grant them a refreshing and get them back on the right path in life. For those that have lost their livelihoods, God, we believe by whatever means they lost their livelihoods, God, we believe that if they continue to pray and to seek you, God, because they're getting to the church house, they're hearing the preacher, they're hearing the truth, they're teaching about faith, God, and enduring and standing in this gospel and not turning away from this gospel, God, hallelujah, and they're going to begin to believe and to trust your word, they're going to trust you, God, and they're going to cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word and deed or in thought, hallelujah, God, and when you hear that earnest cry, you're going to move by your spirit, God, and you're going to refresh them, and God, you're going to get them, restore their self-sufficiency, you're going to restore their independence, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it, God, and we believe, God, that just like those that have lost loved ones, God, and they're just, God, they're struggling right now, this very hour in some places, but we're asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to revive them, restore them, refresh them, comfort them, console them, Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ, that they will move forward giving you praise and honor and glory and will help others in like fashion, God. And so we thank you, God, for just being God. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for choosing us when we weren't worthy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, and we're asking you again today, as we ask you every day, to turn every home into a God presence home. When people begin to realize and they see your wrath, your fury, your indignation, they see it loose in the land. And God, and they see it's because of how people are treating people. People are manipulating people, taking advantage of people. They're robbing people, God, of what they should be paying them as employers. God, they're withholding, God, and not giving what they should. And we're believing you and trusting you, God, right now in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, that as God they pray, and they seek you, God, hallelujah. You're going to turn that home into a God presence home because they're going to get to the church house. They're going to seek you, God, and they're going to, God, hear what the pastor is saying because you said in your word, God, that you would give your people prophets, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers that will feed the people with knowledge and with understanding, would help them keep themselves in the unity of the spirit and in the bond of peace until Jesus comes to get the church. God, but hallelujah, we know, God, that there are those that are speaking contrary to this. And so, God, we are praying that the people will get out of that home, get to the church house, to walk in the order of your word. God, hallelujah, because you didn't say in your word that you were going to just save people because they stay home and watch Zoom and watch all these other social media programs, God. But you said, forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the custom of some is. So when they begin to hear the truth, their faith will increase, God, and they'll get at home and they'll begin to pray together and they'll begin to get all the children that are rebellious and they just lie to their parents, God, and they fuss about coming to church and they don't want to come to church. God, the spouses that don't want to go to church, God, hallelujah, that those that don't even want to pray in the house, God, but when that fervent one, God, began to pray and to seek you, you're going to turn things around in that house. You're going to drive out spirits in those homes, God, that other people will begin to join in with them when they hear, God, prayer being made on their behalf. And they're going to join in to pray. And they're going to begin to pray together. And the family will begin to pray together. The family will begin to read your word together. God, and then all those spirits that had all that division in the home will have to leave that home. Hallelujah. God, and then love is going to come back. Peace is going to come back. Joy is going to come back. Happiness is going to come back. God, that unity, that singleness of heart, God, it'll come and fill that house, hallelujah, because that house, God, hallelujah, has now gotten into to your house, God, and they worship you, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you again today, God, and we know, God, hallelujah, God, that as I say from time to time to you, Lord God, I know that I hear from place to place and time to time people saying things that I say the same things every day. God, hallelujah, but I don't say the same thing every day, but my intent is the same every day. God, because I know that today, God, there's some people in a sick room somewhere, some people in a hospital bed that need healing, they need deliverance, they need to get out of those sick beds, God, and get back on their feet. And where you hear them crying out to you in sincerity and in truth, we believe that you're going to get them out of those sick beds, astounding medical professionals and family members, God, and they're going to prove, God, that you are the healer that the words say you are, God. And for those that have lost their way, God, you're going to grant, God, deliverance for them, hallelujah, and the world is going to see it because somebody somewhere this very hour need deliverance because the enemy has manipulated their mind and they're falling away from the truth of the gospel and they know it, hallelujah. God, and there are those that have lost their self-sufficiency. Some, God, because they messed up themselves. They didn't tithe. They stopped going to church and all these kind of things. And some, the employer messed up because, and you just attacked the employer and they lost their job. But by whatever means, God, when they begin to cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, when they begin to repent and ask you forgiveness, God, for however they've been living their lives, it's contrary to your will and your word. God, you're going to restore self-sufficiency. You're going to grant comfort, God, to those that are struggling because of a loss of loved one. You're going to demonstrate and grant salvation in homes, God, where people had stopped going to church, wouldn't go to church, never went to church, God, but they're going to begin to seek you and worship you in the very beauty of holiness, God. So we thank you, God, that every day somebody somewhere need the things that I make mention of to you in my prayers. God, they need it in their life somewhere in the world. God, and they're crying out to you. Some need you, some hear you. God, hallelujah. So I'm going to continue, God, as the scripture teaches, and shall not God avenge his own elect that cry day and night unto him? Hallelujah. So we believe in you and we're trusting you according to your word. Hallelujah. God, so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. God, hallelujah, and we're asking you, God, and we know that you will, that everyone that seek you in sincerity and in truth, that you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God, so that on the day that the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel, and when that trump shall sound, the Bible declares that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are alive and remain that are on the earth that day when that God, that great day takes place, that they're going to get caught up together and they're going to go meet the Lord in the air. And that's the scripture teaches us, and shall be with the Lord forever. And God, and this is my hope. This is the hope of everyone that believe and trust the gospel, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. But until that day shall come, we know that you're going to continue to maintain our cause. We know, God, that you're going to continue to envelop us in your favor, that we can demonstrate the truth of this gospel. You're going to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, that we're not going to be ensnared by some new philosophies, a new trend, God, that's taking place. And God, in Christianity is just getting overflowed with all of these new trends and fads and things, God. Hallelujah. Ignoring, God, your desire for separateness and uniqueness and sanctification, God, to peculiarity. God, but we know that you're going to move by your spirit and you're going to correct all these things. But we thank you. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. And we know that you're going to supply us, God, with whatever it is that we need according to your riches in glory. God, to do what you want us to do, to be who you want us to be, and that is to help others to come out of darkness into this light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So again today, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. God, and we believe it, God. Hallelujah, and we believe it so. We believe it so. The request that we make even this hour in this prayer, we believe that you're going to demonstrate it in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all everywhere, wherever you are. Remember that again today, that things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I am healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.